At the end, and it's on age of marriage. But specifically, I'd like to thank you all for coming today to hear about this. My colleagues from India are unable to be present. They're in New Delhi preparing for a big entertainment education workshop that we have coming in Delhi at the end of November. So I'm here, and I'm based in Baltimore, and I'll be speaking about what works and understanding some of the creative roots and triggers for the development of communication family planning based on some formative and qualitative findings we've conducted. And in many respects, Mr. Roy's presentation was a fantastic introduction to what I'll be speaking about today. Nothing to disclose, financial or otherwise. The objective of the presentation today are to determine effective mass media and creative routes for triggers that impact contraceptive use in India. And I think we heard quite a bit about the different health areas and family planning components in Mr. Roy's presentation. All this work is made possible by USAID and the Innovations in Family Planning Services Project, otherwise known as ITAP. This is led by Futures Group International. JHUCCP is a communication partner, and it's one of the longest running, I think the longest running family planning project at USAID, has been in operation since 1992, and is now in the process of coming down to a close in December. So this is a very small snapshot of the work that's been completed under Phase 3. The project comprises of developing, demonstrating public-private partnerships for the commodity side and for the contraceptives, and provision of high-quality family planning reproductive health. It focuses on these three states, Uttar Pradesh, Jharkhand, and Uttarakhand, but a lot of what I'll be talking about today are the national level mass media spots that complement what's going on at the state level. So our particular role is to develop a multi-channel integrative approach to improve health and to create family planning demand, meaning that there's a high rate of unmet family planning desire within the country, and we're achieving this through mass media and mid-media, which we'll concentrate on today, community mobilization, the use of street theater and other social mobilization events, capacity building to make sure that once this project closes down, others will be able to step in our shoes and complete the work, and advocacy, of course, to make sure this continues to be a key political agenda at the national level, but also in the states. So why do family planning messages avoid talking about emotions and love? This is one of the things we'll get at. This is the key questions we've been wrestling with, and our colleagues at PSI have as well. And how do we really get men involved? This is another area that has been a hurdle in the past across India, especially as it relates to contraceptives. I won't spend too much time on this because Mr. Roy already has talked about it, but essentially the key takeaway point is that age of marriage continues to be a big issue in India, and I'll show you a spot about that at the end. And on average, women deliver the first stage of their child very young, so which means they have a lot longer period of fertility, which leads to longer, larger families at the end of the day. And again, we talked about unmet family planning need almost at 13%. All right, so the family planning campaign, this is something that ITAP has been supporting with technical assistance to the National Rural Health Mission since 2009. And I'm going to give you an overview of what we've done and how it's come together specifically. The communication objectives under this particular campaign have been to reposition family planning in the context of maternal and child health. Contraceptives are seen as a means to an end, but at the end of the day, focusing specifically on those two technologies isn't always the best way to go. So we've found other ways to get at some of the other social constructs. We want to normalize and adopt sustained use of contraceptives, meaning that throughout the life stage of a couple, we can work with them when they're initially planning for their family, while they're pregnant, and talk about postpartum contraceptives, and then some of the longer-term methods as well. From the methods, and of course, encourage family members and elders specifically to support. The mother-in-law is especially important in these discussions, so you'll see that several of the spots have a sort of a mind to her as a secondary audience. And then the message strategy we've looked at is interspousal relationships are the core. So all of our spots will have this communication and this idea about joint decision making. That really brings in this love and playful romance to make it interesting for people to watch. So it's not simply a person sitting with a doctor talking about contraceptive options. Planning ahead, showing couples planning during the pregnancy, as I mentioned before, and also about postpartum contraceptives. And looking at the newlyweds plan, looking at this life stage approach and determining what are the individual contraceptive needs that can be customized for a couple depending on where they are in their relationship. and then showing the range of contraceptive methods. In India, there have been there's been some backlash about injectables, as some of you may have heard. So I think that the country is still deciding how best to face that and how to get that back on the agenda in full swing. Talked about family elders. ASHAs are an important component as well. ASHAs are essentially lady health workers, and they're paid a very small stipend, but also they generate a little bit of extra income by taking somebody in for contraceptive services. And there's a price tag associated with each type of service that they bring the clientele in for. We can talk about that later if people are interested. So the campaign tagline we moved, I'm not going to try and pronounce this because I don't speak Hindi, but if others can, but essentially means when a couple starts conversing, they may start to make smart decisions and they choose wisely to achieve their desired family size to ensure that they have a happy and healthy family. So here's a sample of some of the eight TV spots that have been on the air in the last few years. Delay of Marriage is the one I'm going to show you. Basket of Contraceptives, which is meant to be a fun, sort of sing-songy ways that the family can look at it together and really have a sense of how important this is for a happy family. Delay in the First Child, which is hard because of the societal pressures to show that you are fertile. Post-abortion contraceptives, which is a tricky issue that has come under some fire and is an interesting sort of contextual idea to bring up in India, because when women are in the hospital delivering, there are conversations that can be had and something simple that can be done either from the woman's standpoint or for the men. So a lot of our projects will focus on non-scalpel vasectomies for men at the time of delivery as well. Continued 3-year spacing between child, postpartum use of contraceptives, postpartum use of IUDs, and non-scalpel vasectomy, as I mentioned. I'll talk about NSV a little bit more later, because there are a lot of issues in India and elsewhere about loss of masculinity and the different barriers that presents for men deciding whether to take this on or not. So we pre-tested all eight spots with 26 focus groups, both with married men and women, and influencers, specifically mothers-in-law. When we do pre-testing, we don't have the total film shot because it's expensive to go back and refilm. So what we do is these storyboards, and you can see this example of Stillomatics below that basically describe with a sort of a slideshow in terms of what the spot will be, and the narration's already been done. So the narration is read, and people are asked to comment on what they see and what they've understood. Well, we've looked at the relevance and acceptability leading to the credibility. I mentioned before that these are something that the family can watch on TV. We know that trust in the IUCD was high, but people had some ideas about, okay, well, how do we access it? What's the size? So the importance of the visualization that I saw in Mr. Roy's spot as well, you actually see a nurse holding the IUD. Some of the issues in India, especially UP, has been the packaging of the IUDs, where they come in a box that looks like a shoebox. And people say, where's that going to go in me? So the idea with getting around some of the barriers associated with how these things are packaged and really showcasing how small this is. And busting NSV-related myths. Some of you have been in India. This actor is relatively famous. When he was doing the screening, he was getting very, very tired. At the end of the spot, he actually throws a heavy bag of grain on the back of a cart. He got so tired at the end of the day, he said, okay, I'm going to do one last shoot and then that's it. And he was ready to go home. The only problem I have with the NCV spot is that he's so weak at the end. Like, really, he's so tired, he sort of dumps this thing on, and it went on the air as such. And I was hoping that was something that they were able to look at. But at the end of the day, it didn't come up with any negative feedback, but something I had personally seen. So what did people think? When they saw these spots and they were able to discuss them, we saw that discussion with spouses and family members and other couples tended to be relatively high. This is important because we're trying to move beyond awareness with these spots and into practices and attitudes as well. The discussion with the spouses and others is important because it creates that buzz effect that we all try and achieve. So you're not just reaching those people who have seen the TV spot, but you're encouraging dialogue around the sort of Indian water cooler, people talking about it, at different family events, and try and bring it out of the sort of stigma side of the conversation, and make sure that it's open and feasible for wide dialogue. So in conclusion, we have a lot of implications for communication, both in the developers, on the quality products itself. Here are some scenes from our team working with the shoots. message creation, we want to focus on planning instead of the contraceptives and sort of the systems that surround the act of lovemaking itself, and not concentrate too much on the contraceptive technologies themselves. We wanted to concentrate on the delay, spacing, and limiting themes, because these each need to be treated differently. And we talked about the life stage approach and how that important is, because not one size fits all, and a lot of these families need to customize their approach depending on where they are in their relationship. And provide new information with an old. At the end of the day, you have you know, family members talking about what they used to do and how rhythm works, so it's important not to sort of set that aside, but to incorporate it well into a lot of these discussions. The creatives, you know, what we were speaking to a rural audience mainly under the IFPS program, so we want we want the aspirational side to be there, and we want life to look a little bit better. So if you're practicing proper family planning, you have a nice house that you can afford to do repairs on. It's well decorated. You know your daughter can go to school. You have very nice sort of planted fields and whatnot. So the idea about this mimicking real life, but also making it enough of a stretch where people can aspire, but you're not showing a rich New Delhi family either. You know, there's enough creative tension where you can sort of you get partially away there. Characters, men in control, macho men, women who are supportive yet able to joke a lot with the husband is an important thing. So it's not just a serious discussion every time these things are brought up. Supportive mother-in-laws and family members, they're part of the discussion anyway, so they're shown to be such in these spots, and supportive healthcare providers to make sure that when you do generate demand for these services, you're also working with the healthcare provider, so they don't send away a young couple saying, no, you should be having kids right now, you shouldn't be talking about contraceptives. We want to make sure that the healthcare staff are brought along the way so that we have that sort of push-pull momentum occurring within the facilities. Cultural references, humor. Newlyweds are constantly being asked about when they're having a baby, so we address that directly. And as we talked about the sort of the symbols of hope, fertility, as being a contextual theme to a lot of these spots. All of these are available under YouTube. Just look up Johns Hopkins CCP specifically. We'd like to thank USAID for their support, and the Futures Group for being the prime, and of course our implementing partner, National Rural Health Mission in India. Our contact information is here. If you go to the JHU website and look up ITAP project, you can see other materials associated with the other components of the program as well.